welcome everyone.
Yay!
Welcome to Beautiful Beans and Gorgeous Grains. Titles are hard.
Well, I feel like generally as a culture, we've gotten away from cooking from scratch with whole foods. Whole foods meaning sort of single ingredient items like dry beans or flour or eggs, butter, that sort of thing. And we're used to kind of pre-processed, pre-packaged meals, and those things, one, can be a lot more expensive than the whole foods, and two, a lot of the nutrients are lost, and there are a lot of additives that we are really would be better off avoiding in our diets. A lot of people in our culture are not used to cooking at home. They haven't been taught those skills. They're not familiar with it, and so we try to target that audience and say, okay, it's not that hard. Let's show you how to do it. This summer and fall, we had a lot of different kinds of dry beans available. We had chickpeas, we had red beans, pinto beans, white beans, and people took them, but I'm wondering if maybe their pantries might be stocked full of them and they're not quite sure what to do with them. So I'm hoping that this is going to be the chance to sort of learn how to make something delicious with that.
So in this class, we're going to focus on cooking beans and grains, mostly kind of cooking beans.
We've done bean classes in the past, just sort of encouraging people to kind of explore alternative protein sources to meat, because meat is something that's a little more expensive, and a lot of people are trying to avoid it, eat less of it. It's an inexpensive alternative source of protein to eat beans, and if you combine them with whole grains, you get a complete protein. We're just going to sort of explore it, to demystify cooking with beans and whole grains, and come up with some really good recipes and quick meal ideas and ways that you can plan ahead and cook a lot of food, use it throughout the week.
That was Kate Young. She's the Nutrition Education Coordinator at Mother Hubbard's Cupboard, an organization that offers emergency food assistance, provides access to resources to support home gardening and home cooking, and hosts 4 community gardens where people can learn and share skills about food. Their nutrition program emphasizes healthy eating on a budget and cooking from scratch. Young explained that in today's class, participants will be sent home with a recipe packet and a grain and bean cooking chart.
Even something like pasta or bread could be considered a whole food as long as it doesn't...
Well, it's a visual thing, which is really helpful. I mean, it's obviously you can go online, because I go to different recipe websites, and they have video tutorials. So this, in a lot of way, is like having a live in-person video tutorial. So it's a little more personable, and it... I don't know, like other things like that, I feel it makes you a little more accountable if you're actually here doing it and you're participating with other people. You know, it kind of, you're on your best behavior, as it were.
This is Dairy Johnson's first class hosted by The Pantry. During the summer months, Mother Hubbard's Cupboard has a lot of fresh produce come in, but Young says that many people aren't familiar with how to cook it. So Young says the best cooking classes are the impromptu ones, where she grabs an electric skillet and starts demonstrating immediately.
It makes all the difference, and it seems to be a bit of an icebreaker, a conversation starter. People will start talking like, oh, I've had that before. My grandma used to make it, but she did it this way. And then you start sharing food stories, and then you've made a connection, and then they might ask you some more questions like, hey, I got these garbanzo beans, but I don't know what to do with them, you know. And so it's a real conversation starter, and we feel like that's kind of our best education mode, is the addressing people directly in the pantry while they're choosing the foods and selecting what they want. It's a great feeling. Just feel like, yeah, they're going to go home and cook that now. And now they have more food and more sort of resources for nourishing their family.
A whole series on fermentation here at Mother Hubbard's Cupboard in the summer and the fall. So if you want to learn more about making your own fermented products, which are the best.